Today is it today?
Today's Friday. A great way to end your week.
Thank God it's Friday.
The last day of the week.
Last day of the week.
Getting ready for the weekend.
Who enjoys the weekends?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, you people ready to have some fun?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, let's freaking do this.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Let's do this. Hopefully that put a smile on your face because I'm going to wipe it away for some reason. A lot of things happening right now, but I want you to stay positive because we've got this. We've got this. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and we've got you as well when it comes to some great great prizes. Today, of course, we're still continuing our chocolate shop giveaways. Yes, the chocolate shop in the Raley Shopping Center in glorious Gardnerville. GG, little GG going on there, glorious Gardnerville. And that certificate is going to grab you a box of truffles, a $25 value. I say hoard them and keep them for yourself. Bah, humbug. Keep them for yourself and enjoy the deliciousness. But starting on Monday, yes, starting on Monday, 10 Crows Barbecue. Oh, nothing better than barbecue. There's just something about barbecue. Just the smokiness, the meat, the juices when it's all done right. And, you know, some places just use barbecue sauce to cover things up. Not 10 Crows. Starting Monday, we're going to have gift certificates, $25 gift certificates, so you can go out and get your barbecue on. That is good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Today's poll question. I hate to bring on the bah humbug, but here we go. Do you plan on spending more this Christmas than in years past? So you've got some choices here. More, less, the same, or bah humbug. I had to throw that in there for a few people I know. And actually, I guess it's more people than I was thinking because so far, bah humbug is getting 40% of the vote. Less is actually also getting 40% of the vote, and the same, 20%. I don't think it's going to be a very, very large percentage that says more. I think people are cutting back on this Christmas. You know, you can't have the big parties, you can't have the big gatherings at your home, your Christmas parties. So why go all out? And that is going to affect the stores. So many people still haven't received any PPP, any money from Dieter. There are still people who are just trying to get into the process of getting heard. How many months later? Yeah. That is what Governor Sisolak should be focusing on, not on this BS with the COVID. There is 167 letters going out from Dieter. 167 that are telling Nevadans that they're disqualified. 167,000. Let me make that correction for you. 167,000. I hope my husband is in that batch, because you may have missed 2 weeks ago when I said that, you know, I re-announced that my husband had received notices of his application in two other states. Well, 2 weeks ago, he got a notification from Nevada. There has got to be a better system. How is there not a better system? With our technology, with the information, you can type a name into websites out there, which is pretty scary, and get everything you need to know on a person. Really scary, actually. And yet we have people here in Nevada that are getting screwed over. And I focus on Nevada because things are looking pretty prosperous in other states. But when you look at the Democrat-controlled states, guess what? Seems to be issues. Seems to be issues with unemployment payments. Seems to be issues with finding jobs. All these jobs being added. You see the jobs numbers come out. Not here. Why add jobs here when we have a governor that just willy-nilly puts things on pause? We're going to pause for a little bit more. The truth is going to come out. Unfortunately, I also see this as a big distraction. Big distraction. As yesterday that, talked a little bit about the aircraft carriers that are amassing on both our coasts, East and West Coast, New Jersey, Connecticut, North Carolina, Washington, Oregon, LA, here on the West Coast. Something is about to happen, and I hope you're ready for it. Because the media is not telling you about it. If they were, I wouldn't turn on my little phone here. And let's see. Let's go over to my little apps for the, breaking news. What's going on? Let's check this station. Okay. Well, I love the V&T Railway. They're doing Santa's Toy Drive. There's a restaurant. Holiday scams. Holiday pop-up villages. So shopping. Okay. You would think that maybe the lead story would be that federal agents yesterday raided one of the nation's largest manufacturers of ghost gun parts. Federal law enforcement cracking down on kits that allow people to make weapons at home. Interesting. Interesting. You know what's even more interesting is that it happened right here in Northern Nevada, right here in Dayton, Nevada-based Polymer 80. They're suspected of illegally manufacturing and distributing firearms, failing to pay taxes, shipping guns across state lines, and failing to conduct background investigations. For me, being a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, you should absolutely have kits to be able to make your own firearms. But you do it legally. You do it legally. Repair kits, manufacturing kits. Ghost guns? No. Being shipped across state lines? only criminals carry ghost guns. If we are going to support the Constitution, if we are going to support our Bill of Rights, we have to do it legally. Because as soon as we don't, that's when they have the ammunition to just take it all away. I'm proud of the firearms I own. I don't care if I have to have a background check. I'm proud of it. I am proud to be a supporter of the Second Amendment. I don't want guns out in society that can't be traced back to somebody when it's used in a crime. Yes, and I know the other side of the argument. Well, that means they can also trace you and come to your home and take them away. Well, out of my cold, dead hand. Because nobody's going to take away my firearms. Not as long as there is a United States Constitution. Not as long as I can quote the Bill of Rights. When you don't have laws, when you don't have people who follow those laws, then society goes to chaos. I am proud of our law enforcement here in Northern Nevada. I am so proud of our law enforcement. Not enforcing the draconian mandates that a tyrant is putting into place to push a political agenda, who is just sniffing along and following those who are laying it down. This is all a scam. It is a scam. The outrageous COVID numbers. Oh, by the way, I finally did some work again last night. You can go to 991fmtalk.com. While you're answering today's poll question, of course, brought to us by Nissan of Carson City, do you plan on spending more or less this Christmas than in years past? But you can also go there now and go on to my page. It's easy. Just go into schedule, pull it down. You'll see weekdays. Click on weekdays. Click on my picture. It takes you to my personal page. On my page, I have updated it with a lot of the things that I have been airing here on the show, especially over the last few days. And one of those, I forgot to mention yesterday when I said that I was playing audio from a Senate hearing. That was the United States Senate. That wasn't just some state Senate. That was the United States Senate. And it was with a doctor that is pointing out, and nobody else caring, pointing out, you do not need vaccines when you have cures. We have over 100 years of medicines that have been tested. We know their side effects, and yet pharmaceutical companies and people invested in those pharmaceutical companies, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, all the rest, pushing vaccines that have not even been tested on animals yet. They bypassed that. You're the animal now. You're the guinea pig. You don't need that when there is proven cures. People will die. They die from the flu. They die from hantavirus. The numbers don't add up. And if you aren't looking at that, then I'm sorry, I can't help you. But if you go onto my webpage and you start educating yourself, about the troop movements that are going on here in this country, the aircraft carriers that are off both of our coasts now, the Great Reset, the UN, the Chinese, the Russian Navy on the move, then you might understand what is really going on around us. At least I hope so. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Staying at home alone during the holidays? You're not the only one cooped up. Tune in tonight for a very special Christmas variety special with all your favorite performers in prison, like songs from R. Kelly.
My mind's telling me no.
Close 22.
Comedy classics from Bill Cosby.
Noah. Right.
And the Tiger King himself, Joe Exotic.
Carol Basket, Carol Basket, Carol Basket.
It's a criminal justice system Christmas.
How good?
Tonight.
Okay, that sucked.
On CBS.
I am looking forward to the weekend, but the only thing I hate about the weekend is I'm not talking to you. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Can't believe a ghost gun manufacturer was right in our backyard. At least they were finally busted yesterday. Is that on the websites yet? I guess it's not important. Thank you so much. Going through a couple of my texts already this morning. There is an old saying that applies to a lot that is going on today. Those with nothing to hide, hide nothing. That's all the Democrats are doing right now, is trying to hide everything. The Washington Post. Yesterday, there was a headline from the Washington Post's editorial board. The danger is growing that Trump's lies about the election will lead to violence. Sorry, I got just so choked up, I had to cough there. Really? Trump's lies? This is the media. This is the media that you are forced to endure right now. Wait, no, you're not enforced to endure it. There's the Epic Times. There's Newsmax, OAN. There's LouRockwell.com. There are other sources of information out there. Throw this garbage away. It's not Trump's lies. It's American people going to their legislators and saying, we need to look at this election. This election has been stolen. Why do you think all those rallies? To show you the support that President Trump has. And Joe Biden hiding in his basement. Joe Biden going to a car lot with his staffers pretending they're supporters because he doesn't have the support that President Trump does. because President Trump is fighting for this country. He's fighting for the Constitution. He's fighting for your rights. Take a look at what is happening around the world. The Vatican, the Pope has come out and has embraced with the Rothschilds the Great Reset. They've changed up the name now. It's all about equity. Societal equity. You know what that means? That means that the elite will continue to be wealthy and own everything. And if you are a middle class person, you will own nothing. Everything you've worked your entire life for. Gone in an instant. In the snap of the fingers. If the Democrats ever get into office again, ever. Total control. They're not going to settle for anything less. Total control. And your media is not going to share that with you. That's not going to, Pope endorses Great Reset. That's not going to be on the front page. But you can find that information. And I'll help you find it. Send me an email. I'll send you what I work off of. Or you can just go to 991fmtalk.com where you know you're going to get it straight. If you go onto my page and look at all the resources there. Keep scrolling because it's a long page. But it's all there for you. 884-9910, talk and text. What's on your mind today? What's on your mind? Because it's the Democrat lies. Thank you for this, putting words into my mouth. Democrat lies have been leading to violence for the past 6 friggin' months. Give me a break. Exactly. Remember, the Democrat-controlled media, those weren't riots. They were peaceful protests. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991fmtalk.com.
Here today, and what a day it is. We got so many things to go over. Hey, today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you plan on spending more this Christmas than in years past? Your choices are more, less, the same, and bah humbug. Thursday's poll question, American warships are amassing on both coasts. And Nellis Air Force Base has seen threefold activity. Do you believe it's a, well, let's find out what people said. 14% said a training mission. 5% said preparing for civil war. 21% said preparing for war with China, because they're on the lines up there at on Canada's border. 16% said none of the above. 44% said all of the above. And I'd also like to point out that that is probably, I get the number of participants in the poll question. And I say that has to be our second largest participation number that I've seen in a long time. Highest participation number actually was a tie. And that was, should Governor Sisolak be recalled? And the other one was, do you support a state sales or a state income tax? So those were both kind of on the same level. You know, we're in a national crisis. People are unemployed. More people than we have seen in a long time, and people getting no help whatsoever. And yet, you go to Washington, D.C., and they are still spending money like it's not theirs. They don't care. So joining us right now is the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, Dave Williams. Dave, thanks for being back on the show. I love having you every time you call in.
Thank you. And I really, you know, like coming back, but I always have bad news. Like, you know, there's always something bad happening in D.C. And, you know, you hit the nail right on the head because you said they're spending it like it's not theirs, because it isn't. It's not their money. It's someone else's money. And it's so easy to spend someone else's money. And that's why ultimately they don't care, and why there's, you know, zero accountability or oversight on any of this money.
I mean, people remember the bridge to nowhere and how politicized that was. But you guys are just now putting out TPA's 2020 taxpayer turkeys. Who do we have on the turkey list this year?
Oh, my gosh. So we picked three
people. And
how
did you narrow it down?
That was the toughest part. That was the absolute toughest part. And, you know, the one person has to be the D.C. mayor, Muriel Bowser. I mean, she is just such a hypocrite. She has been putting the city in lockdown. Small businesses have been closing in D.C. And listen, this isn't just, you know, Mayor Bowser. I mean, this is happening across the country. You know, Governor Newsom, yeah. Whitmer in Michigan. But we wanted to pick one person. And since it's my city and I'm here, it's Muriel Bowser. But, you know, with these lockdowns, she has destroyed small business. And what she did was just absolutely hypocritical. She went to Delaware. And when she came back, she, you know, usually you have to be in quarantine, you have to go through the whole process. She did not, because she's the mayor and she makes the rules. And she said it was essential travel. It was a victory party for Joe Biden. That was the essential travel that Mayor Bowser went on to break her own rules. And, you know, we have to highlight this, because we see this, like I said, in California, when Governor Newsom went to the French Laundry, that super expensive restaurant. I thought he was getting his clothes washed when I first heard he went to the French Laundry. Then
yeah,
I realized, well, that's an expensive restaurant.
Right here in Nevada, Governor Sisolak tells everybody to stay home and don't go out on Halloween. And then he throws a big Halloween party with no masks required. So it's just the hypocrisy always seems for me to turn towards Democrats. But, you know, Senator Josh Hawley made your list, and he's a Republican.
He is. And, you know, he made it for a number of reasons. One of them is that he wants to institute price controls for drugs, for medication. And he wants us to price our drugs based upon other countries, socialist countries. That makes no sense, because they keep their drugs artificially low because they steal from us. I mean, there's a reason why drugs are cheaper in Venezuela, is because they steal our drugs. And for us to follow the model of other countries makes no sense. It's going to destroy innovation. Look what's happened this past year with the vaccine. You know, it took Moderna 2 days to figure out the kind of crack the code of coronavirus. It took them 7 or 8 months to get through the FDA. But we have a vaccine that has been approved and it's going to be going out to people next week. And he is threatening that, and he's threatening that innovation by putting these, you know, onerous government controls over the pharmaceutical industry. And it's just, and he's a Republican. This makes no sense. I don't understand why he does most of the things that he does.
Well, you know, David, I love you, but I got to disagree with you on that one, because I am this particular anti-vaccine, because it's gone through too fast. No animal testing. And actually, the CDC is even coming out and saying that they have not isolated the main part of coronavirus and what is making it so deadly. So, you know, we'll agree to disagree on that one.
Oh, no.
Oh,
okay,
go
let's
ahead.
Take away the vaccine then. Let's talk about other medications then. Let's talk about, you know, that go through this 10-year, you know, $2 billion process. that these companies spend a lot of money on, whether it's for migraines, you know, that goes through this, you know, this longer process. So, yeah, you know, we can have a disagreement about the vaccines, but there are a lot of other medications that will, the innovation will be absolutely destroyed if this happens. And we've seen this happen in other countries where they've had price controls. In Australia, and I bring up migraine medication because they don't have access to certain medications because of their price controls. Europe doesn't have access to cancer drugs, to blood pressure drugs because of their price controls. So, yeah,
really?
I mean, this is real. This is happening. And, you know, pharmacists in other countries are very concerned that they don't have access to cutting-edge medication that countries like the U.S. has, because we have the free market. We don't have government dictating the rules of what something should cost.
Wow. I did not know that about those countries. So, well, yeah. Let's talk about the government dictating then, because the World Health Organization director just mentioning that, I got a reaction out of you. So let's talk about the director general.
Oh, so Dr. Tedros, and I really don't want to call him a doctor because the way that he treats the World Health Organization and what they do is just shameful, because they have been a puppet, a tool of the Chinese government for many years now. And it really has come to light during the coronavirus where, you know, China caused this. I mean, let's be honest. You know, we are where we are because of what happened in a laboratory in Wuhan, and that the World Health Organization and China, they were not honest with the American people or anybody around the globe. And they refused. And you have a country like Taiwan that is under the thumb of China, that China tries to, you know, control. Well, Taiwan figured out a way to control coronavirus. China refused to listen to them. The World Health Organization refused to take any of Taiwan's advice because China said, no, we don't like them, don't listen to them. So this is the kind of manipulation, World Health Organization. And American taxpayers, and this is the key part here, is American taxpayers send $400 million a year to the World Health Organization to be tools and, you know, puppets of the Chinese government.
Yeah, we're the largest donor to the WHO, and then the second largest donor is Bill Gates. How did we? Yeah. How did he go from computers to this big medical philanthropist that seems to have patents and everything, and has, you know, his money in every single pharmaceutical company out there? It's just it makes you want to question things.
In the World Health Organization, they spend about $35,000 per employee on travel. So these are people that are flying first class around the world. They are staying in hotels, and in particular in Africa, they were spending $1,000 a night in hotels in Africa during the Ebola crisis. So they are spending so much money. Now, if you look at Doctors Without Borders, they spend about $1,200 per year per employee on travel, compared to the World Health Organization, $35,000 per year per employee. So something is very wrong at the World Health Organization. And listen, Donald Trump, he took the right first step and he defunded it. And Joe Biden has said, nope, we're bringing back funding.
Yeah. David, I got to ask you one quick question here, and that is going back to China. And what do you think will be the outcome with Trump saying, okay, we're going to bring compounding and creating our drugs back here to this country and kind of cutting out China with, you know, especially with the fentanyl and all of those other opioids that they've been pushing on this country. What do you think is going to be the outcome of that? Is that a good thing?
So it is, and we really need to tighten, the straps as to what's coming from China. Because they, Huawei is a Chinese company that is required. Huawei is required to hand over intellectual property to the Chinese government. So whenever we receive products from China, we have to be extremely careful about what they are and who owns these companies, because You know, when we look at a country like Germany, United Kingdom, these are our trusted allies. These are people that we can trust when it comes to medication and other products. But at this point, we just don't have the same trust in China. So there has to be some sort of, verification of this. And, you know, maybe it's just going to take some very tough love and stop some of these products from coming in.
Yeah, melamine, children's toys, dog food. I don't want to buy anything from China. it seems to just get us into more trouble. It's time to hold our turkeys accountable and end the gravy train of runaway taxation and regulation. Do you recognize those words there, David?
I sure do. And, you know, turkey and gravy, and it just all works so well together, right?
Especially during the holidays. But, you know, the only two times that I eat turkey, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, David, how can people find out, how can they get a hold of the 2020 Taxpayer Turkeys and find out more about the Taxpayer Protection Alliance?
We're at protectingtaxpayers.org, and I encourage people that when you see something, say something, and that means calling your member of Congress. When there is bad pieces of legislation, and we're going to see that in the next week when they put together this massive spending bill, please make your voice heard, because there's going to be a lot of spending in the next week. We're talking about trillions of dollars. Don't let them get away with it. Congress wants to bring back earmarks. Don't let them bring back earmarks. So there's a lot of work to do between now and Christmas. I hate to say that because we want to enjoy a nice Christmas season, but please pay attention to what Washington is doing. Go to protectingtaxpayers.org, and we will, you know, keep you informed as to what's happening here in Washington, D.C.
David Williams, president of Taxpayers Protection Alliance, thank you so much for joining us, and happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Kwanzaa, all that, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thanks, David. You know, this is something that we all have to watch, just as David said. If you see something, say something. And we're seeing a lot go on right now. We're going to get back to some texts and emails, because I just lost a listener because of my opinion on ghost guns. So we'll check into that right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
A stranger came up to you and said, "I'm your mom's friend, and she sent me to pick you up." What would you say?
"You're a liar, because my mom doesn't have any friends."
Got an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, you gotta love Dana giving the weather there. Just love it. Such a beautiful, sweet voice. And then you hear me come on, and it's like the old nag, 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 nag. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for all the talk and texts that just going crazy here. So I just got this from Mike. Yesterday, you mentioned 7 of our 11 carrier fleets are off the coastlines of the U.S. That is a big deal. If they are not here for our defense, then they are loading up to get busy somewhere. I think they're here for our defense, honestly, Mike, because the other ones are in the China Sea, off the coast of Japan and Taiwan. So I think it all points to China, of what is about to go down here, especially since China troops are on the Canadian border. And I just really want people to be aware of what's going on and what could happen. Doesn't mean it's going to. Maybe greater heads will prevail. But when it comes to governments, I don't always see that. Love this one. Thank you. Again, don't watch what they say, watch what they do. Let's see, before I read this one, I want to read the other one where I lost my listener. And you guys send me so much. I love you. So this is coming from Kay Martin. "Sorry, Monica, you just lost a listener. Ghost guns are the epitome of firearms freedoms. Americans have been making their own rifles for 2 centuries. and we don't need any effing ATF or federal law restricting in any manner. Furthermore, there should be no background checks, no concealed carry permits, no restrictions on fully automatic battle rifles, no restrictions of suppressors, no infringements whatsoever. You know, in one respect, I believe that as well. But this is a different world. I want the government to be able to trace a firearm back to a murderer, back to a mental patient. If someone breaks into my home and steals my firearms, I want them back. Which actually has happened before. My mother's service revolver from her law enforcement days. She gave it to me. I treasured it. It was stolen. I got it back. So I'm sorry that I lost you as a listener, but you should know better that I totally believe in our rights. I believe in our rights to have weapons that can match the military's weapons. There should be no restrictions on that. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't have a way to track them as well. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1.